Chapter 6. There was no doubt in my mind, nor perhaps unfortunately in anybody else's, that the key to my budding success in the music business was my songwriting. All my early hit records, Po Folks, Mama Sang a Song, Still, were songs I had composed. As a recording artist, I'd begun to develop a bit of a style, but I knew I wasn't a great singer. Chet Atkins once told me that the world is full of great singers, but the only ones who are successful are those who have a supply of great songs to sing. He was right. For some reason, there seems always to have been a universal fascination with the business of writing a song. It appears to be an easy enough thing to do, and if you're not too picky about the end result, I guess writing a song is relatively easy. But writing a good, solid commercial song with the potential to become a bestseller is not easy at all. The two questions I've been asked more than any others over the years are, how do you write a song? And, of all the songs you've written, which one is your personal favorite? There are as many different ways to write a song as there are different songs to be written. There's no formula, there's no roadmap, and I can speak only for myself and from my own experience. But I find that writing from a lyrical idea or from a catchy phrase or a hook line is the best place for me to begin. If I have real life inspiration like Still or an experience similar to the one on the hotel roof that produced City Lights, then I'm that much farther ahead of the game. But I've never been the kind of songwriter who had to get drunk to write about getting drunk. To me, the greatest asset a songwriter can have is empathy. The ability to put himself in another person's place, to think like another person thinks, to feel what that other person feels. Empathy, that's the thing. The biggest compliment I can be paid as a songwriter is for somebody to come up to me and say, "You must have written that song just for me. Your song says exactly what I feel, but I didn't know how to say." That's when I know I've hit home. When John D. Loudermilk was writing some of the best songs and biggest hits coming out of Nashville in the 60s, Waterloo, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye, Tobacco Road, he'd often go downtown and hang around the blue-collar bars or spend the night just sitting in the local bus station talking to drunks in search of that very thing, empathy. I guess it worked for him, but I've always preferred to close my eyes at home.